As the years continue to pass, I have gained something that I wasn't capable of early on after my injury, a perspective that comes with time. Like many others who share my fate, I become reflective around my brain injury anniversary each year. It's a time to take stock of where I am today compared to where I was. Now, I allow myself to look to the future with hope, or realistic hope that I will continue to heal. But there was a day when someone stole my hope, leaving me completely and utterly devastated. I'm a big fan of taking personal inventory. A year after a teenage driver struck me while cycling, I decided it was time for neuropsychological testing. I wanted to understand my deficits to have a starting point for the next chapter of my healing. After hours of grueling testing over several days, I sat with my wife, Sarah, and the neuropsychologist to review the results. It was clear that my assessment was not quite what we expected. David, you are in the bottom 5 percentile in areas of complex problem solving and verbal recall, he said, as dryly as if giving driving directions. This fact was shocking enough, but more sucker punches to my soul awaited. You are permanently disabled, and any gains from here on will be small at best, he shared, as my wife and I tried to comprehend his diagnosis. Keeping a stiff upper lip, I asked about scheduling a neuropsychological test a year out, hoping to use this first test as a benchmark for future gains. There is no need, your gains will be insignificant at best, he authoritatively responded. As our visit ended, there was one final hope-stealing shot. Most brain injury survivors see an IQ drop. You were very intelligent before your accident. Even losing some of your IQ, you should get by relatively okay now, he stated as we prepared to leave. Many years have passed since that meeting. I've heard the same misinformation repeatedly among other survivors. After a year, you're as good as you're going to get. Check your hope at the door. No optimism needed. Go directly to brain injury jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200. Just grin and bear it. You're lucky to be alive. Balderdash. As time passes, I recognize this advice as old school science. Old school brain science was simple, after a year, gains would be small. Thankfully, new school science, embracing neuroplasticity and challenging the belief that recovery has an endgame, is now dominant. It recognizes the hidden power of the brain and body, asserting that as long as you have a heartbeat, you will continue to heal. This is a science of hope. One of the first to challenge old school science was Dr. Jill Bull Taylor. In her book, My Stroke of Insight, she discusses measurable gains up to the 8-year mark. Many years ago at a conference in Maine, a doctor and parent of a survivor continued this new narrative, "We got it wrong when we told you recovery was over in a year." I hold no ill will, anger, or resentment towards the doctor who temporarily stole my hope. He was a product of his time. As the medical community evolves, more professionals are letting go of the 1-year myth. The dark ages of brain injury recovery are fading. My own life reflects these long-term gains. At 2 years out, my vertigo almost ceased. At 3, I could work beyond 2 p.m. At 4, I read books again. The list goes on. Today, I have real hope based on my experience and emerging science. I know I'll never be who I was, but where I am going is so much more important than where I was. More about David A. Grant. David A. Grant, a resident of Salem, New Hampshire, is a brain injury survivor who has turned his experience into a source of inspiration and advocacy. He is the publisher of Brain Injury Hope magazine and a frequent contributor to BrianLine.org. Additionally, David regularly contributes to the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. Since his brain injury in 2010, he has authored several books, sharing his journey with written works that offer support and insight to others.